I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations stopped registering Syrian refugees in Lebanon back in May 2015. The UN now only formally recognizes 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon, but they admit that the population today has probably almost doubled. Heart for Lebanon serves these refugees by providing physical aid and schooling. Heart for Lebanon's Camille says they work with around 27,000 refugees each month, and many have embraced Jesus.
We have worshiping communities now in the south of Lebanon. We have 13 different Bible studies of folks who want to be discipled. This is what excites us.
Heart for Lebanon is currently raising money for their New Hope Center for Refugees. A donor will match every dollar given up to $300,000. More details can be found at missionnews.org. And for 25 years, Paul Philidis of worldchristian.com has been distributing the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. But this year, he's also inviting Christians to spend 15 days praying for the 1 billion plus Hindus on our planet to encounter Christ. Here's the thing. It's not just about praying for people far away, but also for those in our own backyard.
Traditionally, we've always talked about missions going to other parts of the world. And nowadays, we see a lot of the world coming to us. So missions is becoming much easier in a sense. If we as the North American church or the Western church could open our hearts and embrace people.
The days of prayer have already kicked off, but it's never too late to join. Details on how to get your copy of the Hindu World Prayer Guide can be found at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.